Craftsbury is known for its movie set Perfect Commons, surrounded by a white split rail fence that mirrors the surrounding white clapboard buildings, including the buildings of Sterling College. But as VPR's Amy Noyes reports, beneath the town's bucolic surface, tensions have built up this summer.
This week, residents of Craftsbury were quietly getting ready for the town's annual Antiques and Uniques Festival. Tents went up on Craftsbury Common, the grass was trimmed, and boxes of signs were brought out to direct visitors to the event. The festival starts at 10 o'clock this morning. It's a celebration of local crafts, food, music, and of course, antiques. Most of the visitors to today's festival will pass by the Sterling College Admissions Building, where a rainbow pride flag hangs prominently from the front porch. The festivities belie an undercurrent of tension that has been building on campus and in town for nearly a month. Sterling College President Matthew Durr says it started in mid-June after the mass shooting in a gay nightclub in Orlando.
We were honored and thought it was meaningful to recognize the terrible events in Orlando by hanging a pride flag on the front of our faculty office building and our admission office, a beautiful rainbow flag right there on North Craftsbury Road. And we were surprised that the next day that building was egged.
And it didn't stop with the rainbow flag. As a gay man, the next incident struck Durr closer to home, both literally and figuratively.
My partner and I live here on campus, and we fly the American flag from our home. And as all flags were after the Orlando event, our flag was flying at half-mast, and it was ripped from the front of the house and thrown to the ground.
Durr says in the weeks since, there have been thefts of lawn signs from the campus.
We have had a series of Black Lives Matter signs on campus, and they will occasionally disappear.
Durr calls the campus Black Lives Matter signs an expression of free speech.
Sterling is a diverse community, and we want it to be a place that embraces folks from all different backgrounds. But the more important part is that we're part of a bigger world. And recognizing the movement is important, and also recognizing that having that sign there is really important to members of our community.
Down in Craftsbury Village at the town clerk's office, Select Board member Susan Houston echoed the sentiments of many townspeople, calling the incident saddening.
We also consider our town to be a very friendly and neighborly town where people help each other out, and that gets proven again and again. So to have this tragedy happen is a sadness in our town for all of us.
Hello. Across the street at the Craftsbury General Store, resident Natanya Bittman says it's a pattern of behavior that has taken the community by surprise.
So it seems like there have been a number of small incidents, but that added up are beginning to form a picture of something rather negative that seems to be laying somewhat hidden underneath a really smooth community.
But Bittman says she thinks these are likely the actions of a lone individual.
Because it's just been these kinds of, you know, one-off things happening, a stealing of a sign or the egging of a door that seem almost rather juvenile.
Bittman, whose husband works at the college, says the incidents have been addressed at Sterling's weekly meetings for staff, faculty, and students. But she thinks there needs to be a conversation with the wider Craftsbury community. And that's exactly what College President Matthew Durr says he has planned after the majority of students return in the fall. In the meantime, Durr says the college will continue to replace its Black Lives Matter lawn signs and prominently display the pride flag in response to what he calls ugliness.
We're not immune from that ugliness. It's here. It's part of the fabric of our country. And that's why higher education exists, to try to break down those barriers and to be able to create a civic dialogue that lifts people up. And I see that flag as a way of lifting up and engaging in a civic dialogue.
Organizers of today's Antiques and Uniques Festival bill it as a, quote, summer event of unique and inspired community. Perhaps some festival goers will find inspiration in Sterling College's efforts to highlight diversity. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.